The stringed instruments made in the city of Cremona in northwestern Italy over the course of two centuries are still regarded as the finest ever. As WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, three families contributed masters to the craft.
The story of Cremona's rise to preeminence as the epicenter for the creation of great cellos, violas, and violins begins with Nicola Amati in the early 17th century. He is credited with being one of the Cremonese luthieri who gave the modern violin its profile. Yet today, he is not the household name two of his students and their descendants have become. Antonio Stradivari and Andrea Guarnieri were both Amati apprentices. Stradivarius would almost immediately become recognized for his mastery, but not until two generations later would Andrea's grandson, Bartolomeo Giuseppe, or Guarnieri del Gesù, place his family name alongside that of Stradivarius. Confused? Don't worry, says Christopher Germain, an internationally renowned Philadelphia-based violin maker.
We don't know all of the exact connections because there's some missing links in church records and so forth, but these three great clans raised the standard to a point where it had never been before or since.
Yet no one has been able to identify one particular factor that made this one city produce so many great instrument makers, or why we've been unable to emulate their brilliance.
It would be like saying, if I had the same painting materials as Michelangelo, then I could probably reproduce the Sistine Chapel, which is complete nonsense.
This week we celebrate the birthday of one of the middle generation of Guarnieri instrument makers, Pietro Giovanni. Born in Cremona in 1655, he's the father of Guarnieri del Gesù, or maybe his uncle?
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.